From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, disaster readiness. Though much of Puerto Rico was spared from Hurricane Irma, hundreds of thousands were still without power even before this new storm, Maria, moved in. The eye wall is due over the capital of San Juan in about 3 hours. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on Puerto Rico's efforts to provide shelter.
Puerto Rico's governor says the island has some 450 shelters capable of taking in more than 60,000 people. Some of those are still housing evacuees from the Virgin Islands and others that were in Irma's path. Erwin Redliner runs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University.
The actual structural stability and availability of safe places for people to be, and it's limited on the island, and it's never really been tested with a full force, you know, Category 4 or 5 hurricane.
He says the last storm of this strength that directly hit Puerto Rico happened in 1932. Nicole Dash is a professor in disaster science at the University of North Texas. She says people in the Caribbean are used to thinking about emergency shelters as a short-term solution for a few days.
It'll be very difficult to sort of transition the people out of those shelters depending on how strong the storm is and how much damage it creates.
Many people in Puerto Rico's shelters now have no homes to go back to after Irma, or may lose their homes in Maria. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.